Hello again. No, I'm not forgetting to say hi this time. But this week just keeps getting better and better.
And you know what?
It's not going to stop. Every week is just going to be this exciting. Aren't you excited? But anyways, let's get back to the subjects at hand. First article, cornered. This is extremely important when it comes to dealing with people and understanding, if you're a non-normie, about the hurting effects on the people around you. Let's get going. Cornered. When influencing a vulnerable or unstable group, apply pressure gradually to avoid provoking a defensive-aggressive reaction. Consider how sheepdogs herd. They approach slowly, pause, wait for the animal to move in the desired direction before closing in further. This method gives the animal time to adjust, preventing panic or a reckless dash into a barrier. Humans respond similarly. To guide a population toward a specific mindset or behavior, intermittent pressure through events or circumstances can be applied until group reaches the intended outcome. However, people differ from animals in their tendency to lash out when overwhelmed. Excessive pressure can lead to extreme reactions, like the story of a father overwhelmed after waiting in line for gas post-hurricane, who tragically killed his family and himself. In that case, life itself was the stressor, with no clear villain. Today, there's a risk that a stressed population might identify a scapegoat, perhaps an institution or its representatives. If this happens, as I predict it could, people may form vigilante groups targeting these perceived enemies. Such violence would likely persist until the underlying pressure subsides. Economic pressure. High inflation, stagnant wage growth, and job insecurity are major stressors. Nearly 90% of U.S. adults report losing sleep over economic and health concerns, with 66% citing money as a primary stress source. Rising costs for essentials like housing, healthcare, and education outpace earnings, fueling discontent. Workplace stress. Job burnout is at an all-time high, affecting 66% of workers. Exasperated by return of office mandates and unrealistic deadlines, workplace stress costs the U.S. $190 billion annually in healthcare and $1.9 trillion in lost productivity due to disengagement. Political and social turmoil. 77% of Americans worry about the nation's future, with 69% stressed by the 2024 presidential election's aftermath. Global political instability and divisive policies like deportation efforts or campus activism restrictions heighten anxiety. Health and safety concerns. 75% of U.S. adults report stress-related physical or mental symptoms, with violence and crime stressing 54%. Personal safety fears. Technological and social media overload. Constant exposure to social media and technology amplifies stress, with many feeling pressure to meet societal expectations or compare themselves to others, contributing to mental health challenges. Global and ecological stressors. Climate change, biodiversity loss, and geopolitical tensions create a backdrop of existential dread, with some feeling restricted personal freedoms and declining quality of life. Now, most of these may not affect most people whose real-world stressors are physically affecting them, but we must remember that many people still believe the TV. Now, in saying that, just to emphasize a little more, the commie down the street who believes the TV is not going to see chemtrails, he's going to see clouds. He's not going to see government overreach. He's going to see your non-compliance. And I'm telling you this because these stressors may not affect you, but they will affect someone else of a different reality, in air quotes. So keep that in mind. For our next article, the game. Redefining the game. What is the game? It could be anything. Hunting animals, playing chess, waging psychological warfare. Right now, we're all spectators in a grand show wondering, are we rooting for an ally or just another elite criminal? Consider recent events. On July 4th, Trump pushed for a massive bill celebrated as a victory while simultaneously advocating for war with Russia, demanding all charges against BB be dropped, and allegedly erasing the Epstein list. These actions don't scream justice or peace. They point in the opposite direction. For years, I've argued that what we're witnessing is a clash of elites versus elites. We're like fans cheering for our favorite team, caught up in the spectacle. It's reminiscent of alien versus predator. In that story, neither species is truly humanity's ally. But in the moment, the predator becomes a temporary friend, the lesser evil in a dire situation. Don't judge humanity too harshly for picking a side. It's choosing the best option in a rigged game. Let the elites battle it out. Their fight will destroy one and leave the other weakened, leaving us a chance to face a diminished enemy. In this game, our survival depends on their mutual destruction. I also think you can thank the internet for your ability to now see this game. It's a tool, a weapon, however you want to view it, that is being used to peel back the veil.